Defense Department documents obtained by NBC News in Washington include surveillance reports on meetings and rallies that target military recruiting centers. One report lists an anti-ROTC rally sponsored by the Madison student group Stop the War on April 30th of this year. It includes the notation anti-Department of Defense vandalism. That's followed by the words not credible. But despite the fact that Pentagon officials appear to have classified the event as harmless, local peace activists say the government shouldn't be secretly monitoring their activities. Steve Burns is a spokesperson for the anti-war umbrella group, the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice.
Obviously, it's a concern if the U.S. military is conducting surveillance within the borders of the United States of people who are peaceful activists who are not breaking the law. And I have to wonder if this isn't the tip of the iceberg. If we're seeing a relatively small list of activities that they've monitored, what are they doing that we don't know about?
Burns says several of his network's member organizations have held anti-recruiting rallies and are planning others similar to those the Pentagon has kept files on in other parts of the country. Military officials told NBC all surveillance activities are conducted properly in the interest of protecting military installations, including recruiting centers. But a member of the Madison group that was spied on says his group had no plans for violence. Critics of the surveillance tactics say they sound too much like the 1960s COINTELPRO program, in which the government infiltrated peace groups and encouraged violent activities to discredit them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.